morning, everyone. I hope everyone is doing well. Today, actually, I am going to be giving the talk. So, I'll begin. So the thing I decided I wanted to talk about today was something that has kind of been really a big part of my life for the better part of the last 2 months. And that has been, and some of you know this, that I've been dealing with some interesting pain in my hip, and I'm finally now coming to a diagnosis. And this is something that hasn't been strictly recent. You know, I haven't just had hip pain for the past 2 months. It's actually been going on, and it started back in the summer in 2008. But back then, I figured, back then was, you know, I started running for the first time. So it was pretty easy to say, oh, you know, this is just running pain. And it probably was for a little bit, but, you know, coming into the winter, I stopped running. And it just kept sticking around. So just to, yeah, I guess to complete the story, I ended up seeing in the winter, so early year in 2019, I saw an orthopedic surgeon. He said there was pretty much nothing wrong, but he was worried about some inflammation in my back. So they sent me to a rheumatologist. And the rheumatologist at that point told me, you might have an autoimmune disease and we need to keep an eye on this. And of course, you know, I do what any 18-year-old does who, well, I don't know. I guess what I did was I freaked out. It was pretty intimidating to be faced at such a young age with the prospect that I may have a chronic disease for, you know, who knows how long. So after, you know, staying on ibuprofen and you know, getting rid of a limp that I had been dealing with because of the pain through physical therapy, I was lucky enough actually where it kind of went away for a while. I was able to go backpacking with my dad, and that was a wonderful experience. And pretty much I was able to leave the theory of autoimmune disease behind, at least for the time being. So come the new school year, you know, this was actually when I first showed up to the Sangha, and the pain comes back, but this time it's in the other hip. So at this point, I was pretty sure that something was weird about this, because it wasn't an injury if it's switching sides, you know? So that was when things probably were maybe at their worst, in terms of, I felt very, very helpless. And I was also not at all resigned to what was happening in any way. I was very upset by it. I was doing an hour or two of PT every day to try to fix the problem. And I didn't end up going back to the rheumatologist for that period of time. And actually, I was able to make things a little better. And so that kind of fit into my theory of, this is actually maybe an issue I can fix. And things continued to get better. And I was able to, again, get rid of the worst parts of this, which was, you know, the constant pain, the actual like limp. That was when it was really at its worst. So finally, though, after a year, so come back around to this fall, the pain overnight just switched sides in my hips. And it came back this time. So I had, you know, made a lot of steps. I had made, you know, I'd gone 5 steps up the staircase, but now it felt like I fell down 7 or 8, you know. The pain came back, and it came back stronger than before, weirder than before. So any question in my mind of, this is something that is still maybe just an injury or a muscular imbalance, at that point, I kind of knew, although I might not have admitted it, that I needed to go to the rheumatologist because this wasn't something that was going to fix itself, and I wasn't going to be able to fix it for sure, you know. So I went in and I was optimistic, but they told me that I basically had the autoimmune disease they suspected, which is, it's called ankylosing spondylitis. It's treatable in that hopefully I'll be able to stop the progression of it, because it's, and actually I'm pretty lucky, all things considered, because what tends to happen is with this particular disease, it's very vague. You know, I had hip pain in my hips. Usually it's back pain. So people see that and go to physical therapy, go to the chiropractor. It makes things a little better for years. And in my case, that was 2 years. And in other people's cases, it's usually more like 7. So I caught things actually very early, which is pretty lucky. But it doesn't make it any easier that now, basically, I've been told that I will be on arthritis medication. So I don't know if you've ever seen the ads for Humira, but if you had told me 2 years ago that I was going to be on arthritis medication as a 19-year-old, I would have been surprised. I would have called you a liar, you know. So, you know, that's the actual physical journey of coming to today. But the way that it has made me feel and the process of coming to terms with the fact that my body is just not what I had expected has been a long and interesting one. It's come in many phases for me. And it started, you know, my freshman year in school in the fall, when my friends would, you know, Colorado College kids are very, very avid movers. And they really like to go, you know. So when I had to sit back and just watch, it was extraordinarily challenging. And I didn't deal with it in the way that I probably should have, but I dealt with it in the way that I could have, which was just to kind of in my mind bargain with reality and say, yeah, you know what, that's probably not what I want to do. You know, I made other things more important in my life that truthfully I may not have normally put first. You know, I didn't give myself the chance to explore resignation in a way that I probably could have. But you know, that was ultimately what I was just in the place to be able to do. So then come around to this year, and I've been, you know, by see it as a miracle or misfortune, you know, I'm being forced to actually look at it in the proper way of this is what, this is my, I'm being forced to let go of some really central parts of what I thought or what I felt like it was to be me. So I'm being forced to let go of the climber, the skier, you know, and that's not a happy thing. It's not, it's just, it feels like grief. It really does. Yeah. And even though, I don't know, actually really, I don't know how to add to that much. I guess it's just been that process of grieving, and even though it is grief, though, on the other hand, it's better than what I had been doing previously, which was deny. You know, it turns out I'm reminded of this almost every day that we don't really get to live on our terms. We kind of live on reality's terms. So learning to coming to terms with that is challenging. So that's kind of the sad part of this. You know, that's the difficult part of this. And that's been what some days is all I think about, you know, is the pain and the inability to do the things that I want to do. And that's just the way that it is, unfortunately. But recently, like this past week or 2 weeks, I've kind of come around the bend a little bit, you know. And I've been given what feels like the chance to take a step back and look at the last 2 months in a way that includes everything. Because as it turns out, what I have been given and the beauty of the past few months and past few years is something that I hadn't been given. I haven't given the time of day to like really look at. And what I've actually found more so in these last 2 months than ever in my life is I'm learning how much, I'm learning how to care for myself. I'm learning how much people care about me. And a lot of the tears I've shed actually haven't been in despair completely. It's been more about, I don't know how to explain it. They have a different feeling than they did back in the fall when I was crying because I couldn't do the things I wanted to do. The sense I get now is that it's just a part of kind of what needs to happen for me and for the world at large, is that, you know, I have to be on arthritis medication. And that's really sad, but it's also somehow beautiful. You know, I wish I could explain it in a better way, but I'm sure that all of you guys have met this beauty in some way in your own lives. You know, the change that I'm going through and the way that acceptance is coming into my life and the world is teaching me things. It just feels like everything is trying to affirm in my life that, you know, whenever I have these moments where I can step back and look at a difficult time, it feels silly that I didn't trust the process the entire time. You know, somehow in these really, really challenging times, it can just be hard, and that's perfectly fine. So, you know, I don't want to, there have certainly been times where I've been overwhelmed, and obviously that has been much of the last 2 months, it feels like, but I don't want to make it seem like that's how I feel now, because it's not actually. You know, luckily, because I caught this so early, I actually probably will be able to ski and climb again. But no longer does that feel like it's my, it's not that it's not up to me. It never really was, but more so it's not something that I really have a stake in at this point, because I'm quite tired of holding so much importance on that part of my life. So, you know, if I'm able to ski, I'm able to ski. And I'm sure I'll be able to hike with you guys going forward, because as it turns out, modern medicine works, and it works beautifully. So yeah, I'm doing quite well, but it just has been really magical seeing the ways in which people have come to support me. And yeah, I just wanted to kind of say thank you for that as well. And before I finish, I had a quote for today, and it's actually from a cartoon, but it's a pretty good cartoon, and I think you'll maybe be surprised to hear it. And it's a conversation between a mother and a son, and the mother is kind of, she's nearing the end of her life. She's very old. And the quote is, this is the mother speaking. We think we are some special case, but we're not. We are part of the whole, and everything in the whole transforms all the time. And then the son responds and he asks, well, what do you do about that? How do you deal with the heartbreak? And the mom responds, you cry. And you know, even though that sounds very sad, I've just been really struck by the beauty of that feeling lately. So I want to thank you all. And I look forward to hearing what you guys all have to say.